Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice.
So today we are super excited to have Dr. Davis, who is a program director in MedPeds. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So where are you an attending physician and what is your official position?
So I'm an attending physician at Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania. So kind of right smack in the middle of the state. I have multiple positions at Geisinger. So that's an interesting question. I'm the MedPeds program director. I'm also the director of the Comprehensive Care Clinic, which is a clinic specifically made for young adults and adults with pediatric acquired disease that will follow them the rest of their life. So I really do a lot of transitions of care as well as adult complex care for patients that traditionally have not had a home on the internal medicine side. I'm also the associate director for the internal medicine clinic where my clinic is housed as well. So I wear lots of hats at the institute.
That is a lot of different jobs. It sounds like you are incredibly busy.
Always, but that's okay.
So we'd like to start our podcast by getting to know you and your application to MedPeds when you were applying. So were you AOA?
I was not.
Were you gold humanism?
I also was not.
Do you have like any funny interview stories or deficiencies in your own application that you would like to share?
So the interesting thing is, so I was interviewing 14 years ago. And the interview process has changed so dramatically over the 14 years. It's interesting to see the changes. I know back when I was interviewing, there was a lot of questions to throw you off. Like if you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be and why? If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be and why? I'm thankful to say that most of those questions have really fallen out of favor and to much more actual behavioral questions, which thankfully make me feel much more comfortable asking those questions because I still don't know how to answer those questions. So that was one of those odd things that every time I was asked, I'm like, why didn't I prepare for this one? Because probably I didn't think it was going to be asked.
Very true. Well, MedPeds can be a competitive specialty and a lot of people could be nervous about applying. And so I'm curious what makes a competitive MedPeds applicant when you get so many different ERAS applications to look through in the fall?
So I think the most important thing about being a competitive MedPeds applicant is truly be dedicated to MedPed. So this is a special field. You're doing 6 years worth of training in 4 years. You are eligible to sit for both your internal medicine and pediatric boards. So it's a lot of work. So we already are getting people that are very highly motivated. But what we're really looking for in the application are people that are well-rounded. We really are looking for individuals that may have had leadership positions in their medical school, be it different groups or student council or something that shows that you're a well-rounded applicant. We are looking for people that may have shown some interest in doing free clinic or global health or experience with both pediatric and adult patients to say that you've had enough experience or thought that truly you want to care for patients across the entire age continuum the best that you can. And we're looking for someone that embodies the personality of internal medicine pediatrics. What we found is that we are the more playful internists and we're the more serious pediatricians. So there is a kind of a personality as you meet more and more MedPeds attendings, more and more MedPeds residents and applicants. There's a personality that goes with us and you kind of get a sense during the interview process and when you start to talk to more MedPeds people that we're really looking for those individuals that kind of have that sense. And it's hard to describe, but hopefully as we get your applicants at more MedPeds events, you'll kind of see that personality and see, you know, yeah, I'm definitely MedPeds and this is how I can shine.
Those are really key components to recognize when you're applying to a MedPeds program. And part of an application always includes a personal statement, which can be a little intimidating to write. And so I'm curious if you have any recommendations for those that are looking to brainstorm topics for their personal statement.
So what I like to tell students is that your personal statement is really a chance for you to shine. It is an opportunity for you to tell us who you are that isn't included anywhere else in your application. We can read your research. We can read your CV and your volunteer activities and where you went to school. But what at least I'm looking for in a med peds personal statement is a sense of who you are as a person. You know, why are you truly interested in med peds? Is it an interesting personal story? Is it a family story? Is it a patient? Is it you found a med peds attending and you got to pick their brain and you just fell in love with med peds and the possibility of specializing in the future, really being that great primary care doc in the community? So I really like personal statements that are personal. And I know that sounds odd, it should be, but a lot of people fall into the trap of just rehashing their CV or only talking about a specific patient example because they feel that they have to, but I don't get a sense of who they are. So I really like people that are a little more open. Tell me about a tough situation they got through or a personal health issue that they really felt they got through that made them interested in medicine. I want a glimpse of the person that I may be bringing to my program.
And what I really enjoy about your program specifically, as I've gleaned through some of your social media, is that you are really a family of residents. And some way that you welcomed the new class of 2025 is that you said, welcome home. And it really is an opportunity in your personal statement to talk about what makes you special and unique. And so a large part about application season is away rotations. And many people wonder whether or not they should complete an away rotation in med peds. And I'm wondering if you have any ideas, especially for those that may not have a med peds program at their medical school.
So we get this question a lot as program directors. And while, yes, it's always great to do a med peds away rotation and elective, we are fully aware there's a limited number of away rotations that are available nationally. There's only about 76 programs for med peds nationally. So there's just not a lot of opportunities. What we really say, if you have that chance, by all means, take it. But no one is saying this person is more med peds because they were able to do an away elective and this one is not. We really want to get people that have that opportunity, great. But if not, that's perfectly okay. We do not weigh applications one way or another based on the fact if they can get an away rotation. Particularly when you look at the challenges that COVID have made over the last two academic years, it's still extremely difficult to get away rotations. And many programs have had to either shut down or alter their away rotation ability due to limitations of the health system. So away rotations, audition rotations, however we want to call them, are not a requirement for med peds. And many of us do not weigh them any differently than any other rotation that a student may be able to do.
So for those of us that may not get an away rotation and don't have med peds as a program within our medical school, what sorts of letters of recommendation do you advise us to get?
So ultimately, the best letters you can get is truly by someone that knows you. We really want to see letters that are written by someone that has had a chance to work with you, have had a chance to see how you interact with patients, how you interact with the team, and ultimately how you are as a doctor, what type of physician you will make. So this can be from an internist, this can be from a pediatrician. Ultimately, all med peds programs are looking at least one letter from medicine, one letter from pediatrics, and a wild card, someone that knows you. You could have rocked your surgery rotation and they loved you. And you really feel that that's a great letter. They're able to talk about your work ethic, your patient interaction. Then give us that letter. Those are all wonderful opportunities for us to see how you may perform. A lot of us no longer put a lot of weight into the director letter. So a lot of places would say we want a medicine director letter, a pediatric director letter. Ultimately, that's a rehash of your evaluation if you haven't worked with that individual. So it's the same information we get out of your dean's letter. So if you have the opportunity to get a letter maybe outside of medicine or pediatric by someone that really knows you, we far prefer getting those than maybe the director letters that a lot of schools say are still needed. We just want to get a chance to see how you are and who you are as an individual.
So let's say we've written our personal statement, we've decided that we are going to do an away rotation or not do one, and we found that our ERAS is completed, and now we're trying to figure out if we are going to dual apply to another specialty because we wonder if we're competitive enough for med peds. I'm wondering if you would advise applicants to dual apply to medicine and pediatrics and not just med peds.
So I'll answer this two ways. As a med peds program director, and if I put my med peds hat on, what I will say is if you are truly med peds, put all your eggs in the MedPeds basket. We know if you are truly interested in MedPeds and you're a competitive student, that if you apply an interview and rank at least 11 programs in a row, you will get MedPeds. So truly, if you are 100% invested in MedPeds, truly engaged, a competitive student, apply MedPeds directly, go on as many interviews as you can, rank at least 11 MedPeds programs in a row, and you'll be in MedPeds. But if I take my MedPeds hat off and look at kind of a med school advisor hat, what I will say is that most med school advisors do not fully understand internal medicine pediatrics as a residency, what it means, and many will say dual apply. So that means either apply to medicine and pediatrics and MedPeds, or pick one side and MedPeds. And we understand that. And we understand that actually up to 50% of MedPeds applicants dual apply. What I would advise is a couple things. If you were dual applying, make sure you have a personalized personal statement for MedPeds and whatever that other program is. If you are getting letters, ask the letter writer to write one specifically for MedPeds and the other one. And don't mix up the application. I have unfortunately received personal statements that only state that they're interested in medicine or only interested in pediatrics. And honestly, that tells me that there's not great attention to detail and they get put lower on the list of people to bring in to interview because the question is, well, are they truly MedPeds? And be honest about it with us. If you're going to dual apply to the same institute, many times the program directors talk. Let us know you're dual applying and let us know why. Are you couples matching? Are you regionally matching to try to make sure that you are close to home or close to loved ones, or you just really love the institute and you want to maximize your ability to stay at that medical center? So you are dual applying. When you interview, make sure that you are 100% bought into MedPeds and let us know why. We want to expand the MedPeds family, but we also know due to the vast majority of med schools that are out there that don't understand MedPeds and want to improve the ability to match, that upwards of 50 to 60% of MedPeds applicants are still dual applying, unfortunately. So let us know, be honest, but let it, and if you're applying to the same institute, say why. I'm couples matching. I love the region. I want to be close to family. I grew up here and I want to make sure I get here. Whatever the answers may be, but be genuine about it.
And those are some excellent ways in order to show interest in a specific program. Would you advise that an applicant applying to MedPeds personalize their statement to describe why they want to go to a specific program? You've described how, you know, you should make a MedPeds statement indicative of the fact that you want to go into that field. But what about adding on information about why you might want to go to Geisinger?
The hard part is that applicants are applying to multiple programs. To say to personalize every personal statement, I think is asking too much of most students. It's already a very stressful situation. We know there's been a huge increase in applications to all programs, which means students are applying to more than one program. While yes, we've received personalized, you know, personal statements mentioning Geisinger, if you do it, make sure you read the website and have a reason why. It doesn't weigh one way or the other in the way that I look at it. I like it when I see it. I make sure that it makes sense to what their total application is. But ultimately, I don't put a ton of weight. So I don't want everyone like, I have to write 20 personalized personal statements because that's too much stress. I think the ways you can really look at it is if you're really interested in a program, reach out to the program administrator, reach out to the program director, reach out to some of the residents and say, hey, let me know about your program. Is it okay if I email you a couple questions and get a feel of this is where you want to be and be engaged? The vast majority of MedPeds program directors are so supportive of other applicants that they're more than happy to open their doors to say, sure, I'll talk to you. I'll answer your emails. I'll make sure that we are in communication. Once interview season starts, it's a little harder because everyone's inbox is getting inundated. So if you are really interested in a program, do the extra work early, follow them on social media, reach out to the program administrator and say, can I talk to a couple of the residents? Can I talk to someone in program leadership? And make sure that your name is out there. We do keep a list, and most programs will keep a list of who's been reaching out so that they can actively look for their application once ERIS opens up.
That is really helpful to think about, doing it before the ERAS is due, and really think about some really good questions to ask that relate to the program and may not be general pieces of information that you could find on a website. So, you know, there's lots of components to this entire process, but one stressful component for a lot of people are the interviews. And I'm curious if you have any tips for applicants when preparing for an interview day.
Interviews have really shifted over the years, where initially we were very interested in kind of all the nitty-gritty of the application, and people will be asked lots of questions about their research or why that med school. Now I think we've gotten much more interested in who were we bringing into our med peds family. So the shift has really been to much more behavioral questions. How did you deal with a stressful situation? How did you grow? Talk about your leadership style and why is it your leadership style? Talk about who you truly believe is a mentor and why have they shaped your life the way they have. Talk about a difficult teaching situation and how did you work through it? So I think a lot of it now is much more thinking about what makes you you and what makes you tick. So what we really are interested in is who are we bringing in and not the nitty-gritty of the ARES application. And I can read that and get a sense of that. So really thinking about those behavioral questions will make you a much stronger candidate because you'll be able to answer those questions much more fluidly and with a much more thoughtful answer.
And behavioral questions can be challenging in their own ways. Are there any examples of behavioral questions that you like to ask?
So a lot of what I like to ask or different members of my team will ask is, tell me about a difficult patient situation that you've been part of and what did you learn from it? How did you grow? Has there ever been a time that you had a poor interaction with a instructor? We know that as med students, you get to work with all kinds of different attendings. What was their teaching style like and what did it not resonate with you? And what did you learn? Tell me about how your leadership style is. So if you were in charge of a program, what was the biggest challenge in being a leader of that program? Or if you were in student council, what was one of the major challenges? So that we really get a sense of how do you tick and how do you grow? Because really what I'm interested in are bringing in residents that fit kind of our five core objectives that we have for our program. And what I'm asking questions is about, do you fit the kind of physician that we're trying to grow, that we're trying to really cultivate? And by asking questions specifically to our five core tenets of our program through behavioral questions, I get a sense of, are you truly going to be a great member of our MedPeds family at Geisinger? So I think really taking that time and looking at difficult situations, how did you grow? Positive situations, leadership positions, and what did you learn from it? And what is your leadership style? How do you deal with adversity and how do you grow? And another area that we're really interested in is wellness. How do you stay well working 80 hours a week? What are the things that make you well-rounded? Are you into exercise? Are you into music? Are you into yoga? How do you still build time for that when you're busy? And what happens if you're not doing those things? How do we make sure that you still have time to do those things? So ultimately, the behavioral questions are looking at how well-rounded are you? And do you fit our residency philosophy? I think every program shifts those behavioral questions based on what their residency philosophy is, their vision statement, their mission statement. So it's hard to answer all of it, but those are kind of things that we ask specifically for our program.
Those are really helpful. And looking at those questions, like you said, you really get a good understanding of what the program cares about to understand not only if the program would be a good fit for you, but also if the program has a lot of components, because every program is unique. And if you're looking for something special, look into some of the questions that they may ask during the interview day. And you know, a lot of the times interviews can be stressful on the applicant when they're getting lots of questions, but it's also an opportunity for the applicant to learn about a program. So are there any questions that you would ask the program director if you were an applicant applying to MedPeds to learn more about their program?
So I think the questions that we get asked a lot and I think are still very important would be, what are you most proud of with your program? So every program has their strengths. So what really is the strengths of your program? I think, how integrated are you with the medicine and pediatric categorical programs to get a sense of the MedPeds identity, but also your relationship? You have to work with those categorical programs for 2 years. It's all integrated, but you're still working with them for 2 years. And the honest question of what are the biggest challenges your program has and what are you doing to overcome those? I think those are all very fair game questions. I think those are questions that we get asked every year. And I think they're still very appropriate because it really gives the prospective resident a chance to understand how a program ticks. Not every program is perfect. Every program should have things they're working on, and how transparent they are about that tells you how willing they are to work with the residents to make sustainable change. Really easy questions that any student can ask the residency leadership, any one of them, so that they can get a sense of, well, what is the program all about? And the interesting thing is a lot of times what we get feedback for is that all of our residents and program leadership say the same things because we are so transparent that we are very honest. This is what we're working on, and this is how we're trying to get better. And it really does help the prospective residents understand this is what I'm going to be coming into. And it's not all perfect. I still truly believe no program is perfect. It's what program do you fit the best in, and how can you make it better by the time you're done 4 years there?
Completely agree, because your residency becomes your family. And I love the idea when applicants here, residents and faculty give the same answer. You know that people are on the same page at making changes to the program to benefit you in the future. And you've talked about so many ways in which we can learn more about MedPs, whether that be through away rotations or speaking with those that are MedPs faculty by reaching out. But I'm curious if you have any other ways to explore the field of MedPs or learn more about possible research opportunities for those that are applying.
So one of the best resources out there is medpeds.org. It is the National MedPeds Residency Association. The student association is rolled up into that. Their website, medpeds.org, has all things MedPeds there. It has every program director and program administrator contact information. It shows you regionally where the MedPeds programs are, the size, links to their websites. They have an active social media presence as well, so you can see what MedPeds programs are doing. A lot of us will tag NAMPRA at the same time. And one of the biggest things that we did last year through COVID to try to increase knowledge about MedPeds is there was a program director student interest series where weekly to every other week for about 2 months, program directors were having open forum to talk about what MedPeds is, debunking the myths of MedPeds training, talking about what makes a strong MedPeds application, what to do if there's not a MedPeds program at your institute. And then actually all programs had a chance to do a 5-minute spiel on their program and what makes them unique. So we are talking about rebooting that in the near future. If you join MedPeds.org and follow them on social media at NAMPRA on Twitter, you'll be able to quickly access all things MedPeds there. And any one of the program directors across the country are more than willing to answer emails, answer questions, refer you to either chief residents or other program leadership to make sure that you have all your questions about MedPeds answered, because we understand that there's only about 400 of us every year, and we want to continue to build the national MedPeds family so there's a larger group of us that are actively engaged in resident education and patient care. So all of us are more than willing to talk about the career so that people are able to fall into the field that they may fall in love with.
And one really cool thing about the National MedPeds Resident Association is that it's free to join as a medical student, and you also get a pretty cool free pin from what I've heard. So I really do think when you connect with other people, you really learn about the specialty, whether or not it's something that truly interests you for you to apply, connect with other residents in the field as well as faculty, because mentorship can not only help you now through this application season, but will also help you in the future as you go about your career. And you've provided us so many ways in which we can enhance our MedPeds application and learn more about the field. And I'm wondering if there's anything else you would like to add about this stressful application and residency interview process.
So what I really try to stress to students is have fun. This is your opportunity. And I know that sounds odd, but really you should be looking at MedPeds programs that you feel at home with. Don't be enamored by the name on the hospital or all the subspecialties. you ultimately need to rank places based on the total gestalt. All MedPeds programs are great. All of us are going to ensure that you have wonderful pediatric training, wonderful internal medicine training. You'll be able to sit for both boards. You'll be able to pass both boards. So really, when you're looking at programs and ranking, really think about what program is going to support me the most to get to my career goals. What program has the right family feel for me to be able to grow as a person and grow as a physician? And ultimately, where has the best support system for me to be able to make it through 4 years of combined training? And I tell residents or prospective residents this early in the interview season, and then I cycle back and say, well, now that you're making your list, you know, for either the applicants that I'm following from Geisinger or Commonwealth School of Medicine, to go, you're right. It's far more about where do I feel I'm going to have the best fit, the best support, the best program to make me really succeed. So have an open mind and really try to have fun through the interview process and think about what are all the other aspects about the program that are truly going to make me succeed as a human being. We can teach you internal medicine. We can teach you pediatrics. We can make sure you'll be a great physician. You need to make the best decision about what place is going to help me succeed the most. So you have to have a little bit of fun with that. You have to ask questions. You have to be engaged and be willing to maybe tweak your match list off of what your first preconceived list is. Because sometimes when you interview a place, you're like, man, I was enamored by the name or what people told me, but they're not my people. This program is more my people. Rank the place that has your people, because that's really going to be where you succeed the most.
That is an awesome thing to think about as you are interviewing, as you're putting your rank list together, and then as you go through training. So you've shared with us so many things to consider, but now we want to learn one more thing about you. So Dr. Davis, can you share a fun fact about yourself?
Embarrass one of my residents, or should I... I'll just do something fun. So I'll do one kind of just random fact about me, then I'm going to embarrass one of my residents and then make her listen to this because it just makes me laugh. So I'm born and raised in Philadelphia, huge Philadelphia sports fan, have just never left the city till I moved to rural Pennsylvania. And I kept laughing. I told my wife that wherever we move, I can't be able to see farm life or be able to be next to a farm. And both homes I've lived in up here have been next to a farm with multiple different livestock. And now I have a CSA I go to that literally is in walking distance. We walked today before this process. So it's just fascinating how living in a row home in Center City or in Northeast Philadelphia and never thinking I'd leave the city, I'm now kind of a rural Pennsylvania, like almost farmer. It's just hilarious. The embarrassing story about one of my residents, which I will gladly say, is that so those of you that don't see me, I have spiky hair. And during one of the residency interview dinners, she accidentally said, I'm like a pineapple, spiky on the outside, but juicy on the inside instead of sweet. So instantly that night at one of these interview dinners, I get multiple text messages going, I can't believe what she said, which now has prompted my office to be full of pineapple different tchotchkes as the residents continue to push that in, as you know, I do have spiky hair and I guess they think I'm sweet or juicy. I don't know which word it is now. So if you ever come to my office and wonder why there's a pineapple theme everywhere, it's because one of the residents stuck her foot in her mouth and I continue to make sure that she's aware of the fact that she just said something ridiculous, to the point where I even have a pineapple shirt that I wear to MedPeds events because I think it's just hilarious.
That is pretty cool. And we have to see some photos of that.
What, the pineapple shirt or the pineapple hair?
Oh, no, the pineapple shirt, the pineapple office. I think that's pretty cool.
I will have to take some pictures of all the pineapple stuff around the office and find my pineapple shirt and take some pictures while I'm in the office for you guys.
Well, that's all the time we have today with Dr. Davis. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another awesome leader in medical education.